Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I should have checked. It was doing that horrible. I should have checked. That was a lousy version. It was one of those digitized clippity-clippy versions. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. I've got to earn my 40 quid, guys, so let's crack on. I haven't got any topics. I'm a spent force. I have none left. So I'm turning to you, dear listener, to help me. Can you help me? Can you please come up with some stuff? So far, we've got, when was the last time you were flabbergasted? And have you ever seen a ghost? Great stuff. Let's go to Jerry. Good evening, Jerry.
Good evening, Kath. How are you? All right?
Very, very well, Jerry. What have you got good, for us tonight?
Good stuff. It's the first time I've ever phoned a radio show.
Hey, nice one, man. Thank you very much indeed.
And I've listened to your show. I work Monday to Thursday, so this is, this, you know, not a school night.
Perfect.
So I've got a chance to have a long lie and listen to you properly.
Beautiful.
No, you're really good. I don't know how you put up a lot of the guys at a radio rental, but you're doing a great, grand job.
Jerry then goes on to say something that proves he's a lunatic as well, I'm sure.
For sure, thank you. And I expected an insult.
No, I'm teasing.
My fellow Scotsman,
I'm teasing. You know? What you got for us, Jerry?
Well, first of all, two things. I've got a thing in common with you. We're both Scots, so I'm at home. Yeah. And my granny's a Boyle.
Oh, there we go. Is you saying so, Catherine is related to your grandmother?
No, well, no. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying all the Boyles are the same, so look out, you know. Okay. But regardless, I'm just phoning up to... Do you remember you had a show about the Twilight Zone where something happened and you met somebody or somebody phoned you and you phoned them? Do you remember that?
I don't remember that, but I don't remember what we did yesterday, Jerry. My capacity to store this nonsense is getting worse and worse as I get older and older.
I'm digressing a wee bit. The first thing was back in the day. As a 60-year-old, you keep on saying to your fellow younger workmates, yeah, back in the day.
Yeah.
I don't know if that could be a topic.
What? Say that again. What was what are you suggesting as a topic?
Back in the day.
Just back in the day. I like it. 0344 499 1000. Back in the day. Give us a call with your back in the day. Hey,
I'm sure a lot of your older ones will come in with things, but...
Back in the day. Do you know, I'm writing that down because there's something in that. Back in the day. It's on there, Jerry. It's on the list.
Because when you're telling a story, you'll say, oh, back in the day. I'd never had mobile phones.
I had a great conversation with my youngest today, which I almost recorded. And he was going about... he said, right... And it took me a while to kind of get what he was saying. He said, Daddy, are there just the olden days and now? And I said, I think I know what you're asking. This went on for a bit. I said, right, there were the olden days, there's now, and there's the future. And I said to him, you're six now, but in the future, in 40 years' time, and your little boy is asking you about the olden days, today will be the olden days. And he said, what? There won't be any electricity now. I said, no. But all the olden days means is a long time ago. So this now is the old, but tomorrow it will be the olden days, kind of.
It's amazing. Amazing how time flies. Yeah.
It screwed our heads up no end, but we were laughing a lot.
Aye. But Yes. The other story I was going to say to you was, I could go on like Billy Connolly all night, and I don't want you to screw up your schedule and keep people off the phone.
Oh, goodness sakes, our schedule is a mess anyway.
Oh, well, fair dues. It might be a lot of rubbish, but you just intercede. But, no, I was going to tell you a story. I'm 60, but when I was 20, there was an advert in the paper, The Great White North Sense of Adventure.
Yes.
The Hudson Bay Company.
Yeah.
They were looking for recruitment.
Right.
And, of course, the bold Jerry said, oh, I fancy a wee bit of that, you know?
Yeah.
But, again, that's another story. But I went up to an Indian reserve and I met a girl from Newfoundland.
Wow.
She was a nurse in the reserve. And eventually I went to Newfoundland to settle down, and then my father had a stroke.
Yeah.
And I went home.
Yeah.
And she decided to go back up north, and I was in a bit of a dilemma. I had to look after my mother. I went and worked in Greece for 8 years.
You've lived a life, man. You've lived a life, brother.
At another time. Well, I'm 60 and I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up, you know. But so I went to Greece, and, you know, I heard it was, you know, the beach. It was the first time I never had a job.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear about these beach bums in the 18 to 30, carry on, and you think, well,
yeah,
I've not got a job, I'll try a wee bit of that.
Yeah.
But it never happened.
Oh.
I went everywhere, couldn't get jobs. And so I decided I was going to go to Spain, and I met a Canadian girl. I hope this isn't long-winded to you.
It's quite long-winded, but basically you've slept your way around the planet.
Well, I'm a good Catholic boy, yeah.
So there could be lots of little Jerrys all over the place.
Well, I was asked that once, do you have any children? And they said, well, not I know of, you know.
There we go.
Regardless.
That's
me out and ready on there, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
if the paternity suits come in, we'll forward their details on to you.
Well, you know, it was funny. I was working with a guy the other day, and what's his name, blah, blah, blah. And
yeah.
I sort of narrowed it down that his mother was one of my old girlfriends.
Oh.
And I said, you know, I could have been your father. But, you know, it was a wee joke.
Well, it's just about this big. Hey, Jerry, listen, man, I'm glad you called in. I appreciate that. Thank you very much indeed. 0344 499 1000. Good evening, Simon.
Good evening, Simon.
There we go.
Oh, yo.
Yes.
I've got some topics.
I'm going to be quiet because there is a horrible echo on the line when I speak.
Not on this end, there isn't.
Well, there is on this end, and this is the end that counts because we're the broadcasting end. So I'm going to be quiet. You speak.
Okay, so here's the topics, right? Let's have the first hour of Brexit, the second hour of Trump, and the third hour...
You've got the radio on!
I haven't!
What a fibber!
What was going on there? That was awful.
Us was going on.
Us was going on. 0344... 499-1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Now, there's a sad story. Oh, by the way, Dave the barman from Minders died. There's a sad story in the paper. Well, it starts off sad and then you go, oh, right, OK. Me or the dogs. So you read this. So this couple, this married couple, and the bloke has said, look, it's me or the dogs, babe. And she's gone, I'll have the dogs. And you kind of feel a bit, that's a bit tight. But then you read the story and you go, ah, right, yeah. When Liz Haslam's husband made her choose between him and her bull terriers, she picked the dogs. He packed his bags. You think, that's a bit tight, mate. Come on, you put up with a couple of dogs. You put up with one, two, three dogs. Come on, man. Do you love her or not?
But are they dogs that she's like dyeing pink and dressing up and stuff?
Because
I couldn't live with that.
He packed his bags after she refused to give up her pack of 30 rescue dogs.
Okay.
30 rescue dogs. Liz, 49, was not ready... 30 rescue dogs. Liz, 49, was not ready to compromise when her husband of 25 years complained that her love for the animals was out of hand. Now she says she is happier than ever after husband Mike, 53, walked out. The mother of one said, my husband said it is me or the dogs. I haven't seen or heard from him since. I thought after 25 years he should know giving up the dogs was not what my intentions were.
30 dogs is too many.
30 dogs is too many. In 30 dogs is too many.
How do you walk them?
Like this.
Like someone from a Body Farm advert.
He just got to the point where he felt he'd had enough and he was preparing to slow down, but I wasn't prepared to give it all up. So he decided to go, and obviously that was his choice. Liz began a boarding kennel business 7 years ago when the couple, who have a 22-year-old son, Ollie, moved into a house at Barnham, Suffolk, which had half an acre of land. But when she started up Beds for Bullies, rescuing bull terrier dogs, she found herself fostering dozens of them. And it proved too much for Mike, who found himself pushed down the pecking order. Liz, who met Mike when they were both 16, added, "We just drifted." Here's the thing, I don't really understand why this is in all of the papers. Every paper today has got this story, and I don't quite understand why. We drifted more and more apart. He was heavily into his work, and it left me with nothing to do. I didn't want to be a work widow, so I buried myself in my dogs. There's an image for you, ladies and gentlemen. He knew from the moment that we got together what I was all about. I don't know what he expected. He told me he was going and had sorted out some other accommodation, so he packed his bags and went. Before we split up, he kept saying to me, "I do not want to be doing this. I want to get a passport and go away." I said, "That isn't going to happen, so we might as well go our separate ways." God, listen. Of the 30 rescue bull terriers Liz looks after, 15 have demanding needs. 5 are deaf, 2 have one eye, 3 are ex-fighting dogs, 4 of them suffer from defects, and 1 has brain damage. Flipping heck!
30 dogs, though.
30 dogs. Here's the thing. If you've got 3 animals is the maximum. 3 animals is the maximum. That's pushing it. And ideally, they shouldn't all be the same. You've got more than 3 cats, you are a weirdo. You are a lonely weirdo.
And newsflash, your house will stink.
Oh, God. And you
won't be able to smell it, yes, but everyone else will.
Yes. Here's a good topic. And do you know what? I can answer this yes.
Go on.
This is a great one. From Stephen. Hi, Ian. Topic for tonight. Have you ever spotted yourself in the street, but then realised you couldn't have because you are you? I've done that.
Have you?
I've done that. I've seen myself. I thought, oh, there's me. What? No, hang on, that's me. And it's just someone who looks...
Oh.
I've done that.
I've said excuse me to my reflection, but I've never... You know, usually in a pub when you're coming out of the loo and you're by a big window or a mirror.
Man alive.
But yeah, no, I've never seen myself walking about wearing different clothes and not recognised.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You've done that.
Yeah, I've done it. I've done it a few times, yeah. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. Unfiltered Night Talk with the original king of unconventional conversation on Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
0344 499 1000. Good evening, Megan.
Hello.
Megan without an H, because it saves time.
Yes.
Yes.
And confusion.
And confusion. Time and confusion is what is all best avoided. What have you got for us tonight, Megan, you little pothead?
Do you know, Ian?
Yeah.
We have 6 dogs and 5 cats.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Megan. Oh, I am so sorry to hear that. You're going to have to get rid of... 4 of the dogs and 2 of the cats.
Yeah.
Yes.
Never.
Yes. That is outrageous.
No.
Here's the thing, right? Here's the thing you don't know, and I hate to be the one to tell you this. You don't know it, and you'll think it doesn't. But where you live stinks. No, it doesn't. Yes, it does. Trust me, it stinks.
We ask every electrician, every plumber...
And they're very polite.
Every guy who comes to check the meter.
Yes.
No, we just keep a clean home.
No one is going to come. Excuse me, mate. Sorry, while you're just checking, doing the plumbing there, can I ask, does my house stink? Nah, it smells lovely, love. No one's going to be honest with you about that.
It doesn't stink, though.
Maybe they can't smell it over the pot.
pot stays upstairs where the animals aren't.
There we go.
It does. Your house stinks. It really does. Honestly, it does. There's no denying it. No, it does. It does.
As long as you mop and you vacuum and you do the polishing, it's fine.
The polishing. No. When was the last time anyone actually polished and got like a spray, a can of Mr. Sheen out and a yellow duster and no one polishes.
I pay someone to do it every Friday.
I dust, but I don't polish.
You can't polish a dog, though, and that's the main thing. And they've got an inherent smell, and they should smell. That's what dogs do.
Yeah.
But they stay in the kitchen, and the door's always open.
Yeah.
So it's always aired out.
Okay, well, all right, Megan. Your house smells lovely. Doesn't smell of animals at all. Doesn't smell of animals at all.
It doesn't smell of animals at all.
Animals do not have a nice scent.
Well, we used to keep ferrets.
Oh, Jesus. They really do stink.
The smell of animals is not pleasant, right? So was it 6 dogs and 5 cats?
Yes.
Right.
We used to keep chickens too.
Not indoors, I hope.
The last one was indoors, yes. And
an indoor chicken?
On the cat.
An indoor chicken,
and she used to come and answer the door with us.
Is this Alex Lowe doing another character? Because I can't believe a word of this.
And there was one night where we had pizza delivered and we opened the door and the chicken wasn't there and the delivery guy got worried about her.
Oh, gosh. Wow.
They're not rescues.
Okay. I don't know what to say. Your house sounds disgusting, and I mean that in a really polite way.
I wouldn't say disgusting. It's full of love.
Full of love. Oh, God. Not that as well. Jesus.
Say it like it's a bad thing.
Oh, God, it sounds horrible. Are you a vegetarian?
I was once.
Then you had a chicken.
I don't eat chicken. That's the one thing I don't eat. Chicken and turkey.
I was a vegetarian for 26 years, and then I discovered that meat is really, really nice. Went straight back to that.
I do love a good steak.
Oh, steak was the first proper thing I had when I came back onto the meat. But I love...
I don't eat it, like, well done, though.
No, I'm medium rare.
Good.
But the best thing for me is a big, this is what I'm going to have in New York, a big stack of ribs.
Oof.
Big stack, a rack of ribs, mate. Oh, that'll do it for me.
I've not been to New York since I was 18.
Okay, well, you're not coming with me, mate, because you stink of animals. And I don't know you. That'll be weird. That's weird on two counts. Megan, thank you for your call.
Bye-bye,
weirdo.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello.
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The late night alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
True tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record all day long.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
Evening, John!
Hi.
Hello, John.
I came up with this new slogan tonight for the dog story.
Yes.
A husband is not just for Christmas, it's for life. Hello? Yeah. I think this woman thought she was on a roll. 15, 20, 25. She never thought this was going to leave.
Yes.
So, I mean, all credit to her trying to pile it up, you know?
Yes. Well, all credit to her. She's trying to make an impact in
the
environment.
More fool him. He should have put his foot down at four.
100%. 100%.
Yeah.
But what do you think about this slogan?
Say it. Just say it again, John.
A husband is not just for Christmas, it's for life.
I don't get it, because I didn't get a husband for Christmas. Should I have?
No, but you mean the advertisement for dogs, for, you know, a dog is not just for Christmas, for life. I'm sorry, I have to explain it.
Well, of course, you know, the answer to that is a dog is not just for Christmas. If you space it out, you can have enough to keep eating for New Year's Eve as well.
Yeah.
You know, but the point is that...
Would you eat a dog?
Never.
I would eat a dog.
Only if, I would only eat a dog. Nothing to eat.
I would eat
you
a dog eat. If I had to.
Eat a dog.
I would eat a dog. I've eaten kangaroo.
If you get paid £1 million, a different story, you know.
Well, who got paid? I didn't get paid £1 million. Me and Will Guyot went to some dodgy burger place in Bath, which since got closed down for having terrible hygiene rating, and we had a kangaroo burger. It was delicious.
I've eaten horse. I think if people eat it, right, if it's good enough for all the Chinese and the Koreans, it must be tasty.
100%. They eat snakes in China. I have a friend who goes to China.
So does Catherine.
No,
I've never had snake, officially.
Worms.
Anyway, that's all I have.
John, thank you very much indeed. And we ended that call without an insult from you. That's unusual. Good evening, Barry.
Hello. Hello. Who's that?
This is Ian.
Hello, Ian.
Hello. Yes, hello, Barry.
Well,
yes, hello.
Firstly, may I thank you very much for offering the opportunity for me to speak tonight.
Okay. Would you like to speak in your real voice? I don't know what you mean. This is my real voice. You can speak. You can speak in your old man voice if you want. Okay, go on. We'll do that. We'll do that. You need to say words, though.
Very well. I wish to recount to you a perspective, if you will, which was offered to me.
Yes.
It is a perspective regarding the passing of time.
Yes.
And the rapidity to which I believe one of your callers referred to earlier in your program.
Okay.
And I find it a useful frame of reference.
Okay, instead of telling us what you're going to talk about, why don't you just talk about it?
I'm leading up to the event.
Well, let's forget the pathway. We've teleported to the event. Let's enter the event.
Very well. It is this, that the rapidity of time is proportionate to the time which one has spent on the Earth.
Yeah, that's the theory of relativity you're describing.
You're familiar with it. I was amazed by it. I was amazed.
Yes, the theory of relativity.
Well, not. I don't believe that everybody understands the theory of relativity, perhaps as well as you do.
Well, not everyone's as bright as me. That's obvious.
Well, indeed, of course. But to hear it referred to in these terms, that is, let's say a child of 5 or 6 years old.
Yes, go on.
And the time that child has spent on Earth, proportionately,
yes,
to one such as myself, who is, as you have already recognised, in excess of 85 years old.
I like this guy now. That line swung it for me. That was a good line. Well done, Barry. Yes, go on. I did recognise you're in excess of 85 years old, yes.
That's the one I was clinching for.
Well done. Well done.
So I hope, regardless of this interruption, that the concept has been realised by your readers at large.
Well, they're listeners. My listeners, Barry, are idiots.
The child.
Hang on a second. Stay there. Mo?
Who's Mo?
Mo?
What are you doing?
Hello?
Mo, have you understood? Do you now understand the theory of relativity as explained by Barry?
I wasn't really. I nipped in at the end, really. So
you didn't go for a cup of tea, did you, Mo?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. Let us go to Mo. Good evening, Mo.
Good evening, man.
Good evening.
Do you remember me?
No.
What?
No, Mo.
You don't remember me?
No, Mo.
Do you not know me?
No, Mo.
Do you not know of me?
No, Mo.
You're winding me up, aren't you?
No, Mo.
We had so many discussions together on the radio. How do you not know Mo?
I don't know Mo, no.
Do you not remember when I talked about the strawberries?
Oh, you're that prick. Yeah, I remember you, yeah.
Oh, no, because no, that Mo said he was never going to call again about four times.
Yeah, that was that guy.
He was really determined.
But he's obsessed. I remember you. You're the obsessed guy that keeps saying you're never going to call and you're going to call in again. Yes, Mo. What?
I just thought I wanted to make your show a bit more interesting.
Oh, thank God for that, because it's dying on its ass, Mo. And what we need is an egotist like you who's also completely bonkers. Yes. Away you go. Over to you. Mo, it's your chance to shine. Make the show more interesting. Away you go.
I just felt like, as you're on the radio, your main role is to entertain, but I don't think you're doing a very good job of it.
Where did you get that idea from, that my main job is to entertain?
That's what a radio presenter should do.
That's what someone with a very old-fashioned view of radio presenters would think. Oh, look, yeah, heavenly music. No, my job's not to entertain, not at all. Very old-fashioned, very two-dimensional.
You do none of those.
No,
you don't inform people.
No, it's not my job.
You don't educate people, you know?
It's not my job to inform, educate, or entertain.
Then what's your job? It's not just sitting and talking with Kato and over, like, absolute rubbish. It's to entertain us.
No, it's not.
Doing a very good...
Well, but why do you keep listening? Can you turn that noise off in the background? Because it's rather irritating when we're trying to have a grown-up conversation and you're listening to fairy music.
You're so rude.
I'm rude. He says, looking
to the camera. Yeah, just thought, you're even more boring than Love Island, mate. Honestly, I'd rather watch Love Island than you. You make fun of Love Island, I'd rather watch it.
Well, go on, watch it. Here's the problem, Mo. I've got a real issue with you calling in, and I'll tell you why. I don't think you're up to the challenge. And I don't want to get emails in 6 months' time or a phone call from an angry family member saying, you had Mo on and you were bullying him and he's not, you know, I worry that you're not up to our speed.
I think you're just being absolutely, I think you're being an ob, to be honest.
Okay.
That's what you are. I mean, you and I are just being an ob.
Okay. Yep.
You're just too scared of, like, getting my calls, to be honest. I just feel that, like, I'm the only person who actually disagrees with you.
Okay. Like you're literally not the only person. You're literally not the only person that disagrees. But you carry on, Mo. You carry on being not rude and calling me a knob. Go on.
On your small show of, like, what, 50 listeners on YouTube?
Yeah.
Everyone agrees with you. So I'm the only person who challenges you, Ian.
Okey-dokey.
And you don't like that.
Okie dokie. Sorry, Mo. Earlier on in the conversation, you may have forgotten this. You said you were going to make the show more interesting. Can you let me know when you're going to start doing that? Because so far, it's dull, it's awkward, and it's insipid.
Well, I'm not making it dull. I'm just like...
No, you are. You are. You're making it dull.
I'm challenging you.
You're not. There's no... Calling someone a knob is not challenging. It's ill-mannered. Your father's brought you up better than that. Or maybe he hasn't. Maybe he's failed.
It's quite... It's obvious the way you deal with people, the way you just, like, dealt with that 85-year-old man. It was disgusting.
No, that 85-year-old man deserved... you're right, actually. You are brighter than I thought. That 85-year-old man deserved it, Mo. He deserved to be taken down a peg.
He deserved more respect.
He deserved zero respect.
Why does
an 85... Actually, he was older than 85. Man. Why does an 85-year-old-plus man deserve respect? He has to earn that respect.
Obviously, you're making fun of him. You don't respect him.
He didn't earn the respect.
He earns respect from his age, mate.
You earn respect just for not dying? You're joking. Come on. So you respect all old people, yeah?
Yeah.
All of them. You respect all old people.
Yeah, if they don't offend me.
Mo, let me ask you a question. You respect all old people.
if they're not offending towards me.
Okay, well, what does offending towards you mean?
With like nipping along.
I can't understand you because your phone's crap. Mo, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, mate.
My phone is better than your phone. My phone is better than your phone.
Gosh, yeah. Is your dad a boxer too?
All right, Mo, your phone is better than my phone. Okay, you got me there. You're winning at life.
You're being really disrespectful. Like I said, at least I respect my elders. You don't.
Well, I'm older than you, and you've called me. I'm older than you, and you've called me a knob.
No respect towards your elders. Obviously, you're just making a laughing stock out of it. You should find something more interesting, mate. I know your show is boring. I know you're boring.
Do it then.
More interesting.
I tell you what. I'll put a caller on, and you can make the show more interesting, right? You've said that. You want to take a caller?
Yeah, but I respect them. Unlike you.
Lauren, say hello to Mo. It's the Mo Show.
Oh, God, not this again. Hi, Mo. I called you into your show last time.
Oh, I remember you, Lauren.
Hi.
Hi.
How's your dad?
Oh, yeah. See, again, Lauren, do you have something else to talk about? Because clearly you have nothing to do. You never come into the Ian show. It's really funny. You only call in when I'm in.
Oh, no, then you haven't been listening, sweetie. I called in now. I went to the live show. You know.
Yeah, I don't listen to Ian's rubbish. I don't listen to Ian's rubbish making fun of 85-year-old men.
Just so we're clear, sweetie, I am older than you, so I'd like a bit more respect, please.
Yeah, but the way that you're just like nipping along with Ian, so I'm giving you respect. I'm not making you a laughing stock in front of live radio. I'm not Ian.
Okay, well, if I'm your caller, go on then. What you got?
Well, what do you think about Ian's disrespect towards that 85-year-old man who's significantly older than him?
I think you didn't get the joke again.
Experience the unconventional.
Hello?
The unpredictable.
Don't you think that's a bit weird?
And the completely unorthodox.
It was my birthday.
With rule-free Ian Lee.
I was just trying to generate a bit of content.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
Hate alarm clock. Hate going to work.
On Talk Radio.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.